This is SB Nation Radio.
A new generation of sports radio.
Stream us anywhere, anytime on SBNationRadio.com and follow us on Twitter at SB Nation Radio. Live from the Quicken Loans Studios, here's Joe Spano.
Well, we kick off hour two here on SB Nation Radio. I'm Joe Spano, 800-777-2907, 800-777-2907. But to kick off the hour, we go out to our Progressive Insurance celebrity guest line and bring in Brandon Gout. He's the Eagles beat writer for SB Nation's Bleeding Green Nation. Brandon, welcome to SB Nation Radio. Great to have you aboard this morning.
Hey, glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's great to have you. Let's dive right in. And I guess the place to start, you draft a quarterback number two overall. Yeah, you don't expect to activate him this year, but in his first exhibition action, he hurts his ribs. Looks like he's going to be out the rest of the preseason. Give us the latest on Carson Wentz and not only the injury and how long it'll keep him out, but what this will mean to his development.
Yeah, it's very disappointing, obviously, especially for the Eagles to see. They're planning to keep Carson Wentz inactive this year when the real games start, but you know, the preseason was going to be one of the only times where, you know, he was going to get to be able to get some playing time, and obviously playing time that doesn't really matter in terms of results. So the Eagles could have used that time to kind of evaluate him and work him through things. But it sounds like he's going to miss about 2 to 4 weeks or so. He might be able to practice some during that time. It's kind of a comfort thing at this point with the hairline fracture in his ribs. But, you know, obviously they're not going to want him taking hits. And they're not going to rush him along because, you know, there's really no reason to. They don't want to hurt his development and really risk his injury status.
Now, obviously, this preseason was an opportunity for him to get live reps against game competition. As you said, it's vanilla game competition. Some of the UPS drivers. So does an opportunity like this really, you know, not so much retard the development, but set the schedule back in some ways? Because I think their anticipation is that he would be their starter next year. But when you're a third-string quarterback and you're inactive, you don't really get a lot of work, and you don't really have a lot of opportunity to improve your game. So maybe you can speculate a little bit on what this injury does to the timetable going forward for Carson Wentz to ultimately take over as a starting quarterback for the Eagles.
Right. I do think he misses valuable time by missing some of these practice reps and missing some of this live game action that he won't be able to see until who knows when. And, you know, I definitely think it's just a missed opportunity also from the standpoint that, you know, maybe Carson, if he played really well in the preseason and Chase Daniel continued to struggle like he did on Thursday against the Buccaneers, you know, maybe Carson would have had a real chance to kind of push for that number two spot even and had an even better chance to play in the regular season if Sam Bradford was struggling and got benched or if Sam Bradford got hurt. So I think it's kind of just a missed opportunity. And it's unfortunate, but, you know, injuries are a nature of the game. You know, Wentz wasn't really doing anything that he couldn't have protected himself. He was in the pocket, and he just took a big shot. So it's kind of just an unfortunate situation.
Well, let's talk about the gaping hole that's now eventually going to be at right tackle with the issues that Lane Johnson is having versus the league and what he feels a lack of cooperation with the from the Players Association. So talk to us about the latest on Lane Johnson, how we got to this point, number one, and what the Eagles are going to do to fill that void at right tackle that's going to be there for quite a while.
Well, it's obviously a big loss for the Eagles if he does get suspended, and it does sound like Lane Johnson is going to get suspended. The Eagles are already looking into replacement options. During practice on Saturday, they had starting left guard Alan Barber out at right tackle, and they moved rookie third-round pick Isaac Sumalo at left guard to replace Barber. So the Eagles are kind of already preparing for life without Lane Johnson. Lane Johnson talked after practice and kind of even said, in not so many words, that he's expecting the suspension, and he's just kind of frustrated with how all of this has worked out, especially because, you know, he felt like the product he used was kind of on an app that the NFLPA provides, and it was an approved product. But at the same time, the NFLPA has come back saying, you know, that app necessarily isn't official and players and have to be aware of what they put in their body and they're ultimately responsible. But at the same time, you know, I can see why Johnson is frustrated because, you know, what's the point of this app if you have these products there and you see ones that are approved, and then it turns out that, you know, there is a substance in there that ends up getting you suspended. So I don't think it's not really a good look for either side.
I tend to agree, and that is something I'd like to explore a little deeper, but time's not going to permit that. I mean, if you're going to put out an app that says it's okay to take this, now you go and take it, and I get suspended, and everybody runs away from me, that's not really fair, because here's a situation where the player was actually practicing, you know, doing something intelligent and being responsible. So many of these guys are reckless and just going to GNC on their own. But it's a discussion that we'll have at another time. And again, we're joined on our Progressive Celebrity Guest Line by Brendan Gauton. He's the Eagles beat writer for SB Nation's Bleeding Green Nation. 1-0 in the exhibition season. Your takeaways from this week's action?
I think the big takeaway, obviously, was getting to see Carson Wentz and the potential that he had. I think, you know, the numbers didn't look so pretty in terms of the box score and everything like that, but I think you saw his ability and the things that he's able to do. He's able to get out on the run and move very, very fast for a guy of his size, 6'5". And you also saw some of his ability to, you know, audible and things like that, and look at the pre-snap, and he recognized a cornerback blitz, and he threw right to the hot route. And, you know, so you saw some encouraging signs there. You also saw that, you know, he needs some work, because there were throws where he had an open receiver and he kind of just overthrew him. So he needs to kind of refine his accuracy, and you kind of see why the Eagles don't want to rush him into playing time right away, because he's still a work in progress.
Well, you know, it's hard to take a lot out of the first of the exhibition games, as starters don't play a lot. The coaches don't want to show anything, but you look at the personnel and you look at some of the struggles they had last year. Are you optimistic about what this team will be able to do on offense, or do you, when you look at the personnel and then you see them execute, or are you kind of pessimistic about what kind of results they'll be able to get on the offensive side of the ball?
I am not very optimistic about the offense. There's just not a lot of talent on that side of the ball. I mean, you look at kind of every position except tight end, and I think there's really concerns with all of them. I mean, the wide receiver is an especially huge concern, and even more so with Jordan Matthews kind of missing time here with a knee injury. I mean, the Eagles really just don't have any receivers that can step up right now, and not even you're asking them to make game-breaking plays. I mean, they just can't even be average right now. No, they're dropping passes. They're failing to get open down the field. It's just really bad all around, and it's really frustrating for the Eagles, too, because, you know, they spent a first-round pick last year on Nelson Agholor. They spent a second-round pick on Matthews, who has been a nice player, but more so just a slot guy. And they spent a third-round pick also in the past on a guy like Josh Huff, and he's been invisible for them as well. So it's kind of like a really bad situation all around. But, you know, if you look at the receiver position especially, and you're just getting nothing out of them.
Yeah, well, I'm based in New York, so I can tell you right away, you're going to love Reuben Randle. You're not going to love him. He's going to drive you mad. And you go to the defensive side of the ball, and that was an area where the Eagles really struggled mightily last year. They didn't stop the run at all, and they didn't stop the pass at all. Do you think they'll be any better this year, or is it more of the same? You know, you have an offense that's probably going to take even a step back from last year, and it doesn't look like you have a defense that's going to be able to elevate itself and help that offense. Your thoughts?
I do think the defense actually has some talent to work with. I mean, you look at the defensive line, you're looking at Fletcher Cox, you're looking at a guy like Benny Logan, who was kind of an emerging player there. I think the new scheme, you know, the Eagles were running a 3-4 two-gap system under Chip Kelly and Bill Davis. Now you're bringing in Jim Schwartz. He's bringing in the wide nine. You know, Jim Schwartz is a very accomplished defensive coordinator. Didn't work out so much as a head coach the last time he's been a D coordinator. His defenses have finished top seven in the past three seasons in his role in that respect. So, you know, there's reason to be optimistic there. Again, I think there's a lot of talent to be worked with. You look at Jordan Hicks, you know, a guy who came in as a third-round pick last year and kind of showed, like, NFL Defensive Rookie of the Year potential before he had that injury. So, again, a lot of talent to work there. And even on the back end with the safeties, Malcolm Jenkins and Rodney McLeod, arguably one of the best starting tandems in the NFL. I think the defense can definitely improve. And I think if the Eagles are going to have any success in 2016, it's going to kind of have to be from the defense.
So you think their chances rest with their defense, which didn't perform well last year, but as you said, there are some talented individual pieces, and they benefit from a new scheme. In 10 seconds, their record, because I got a hard break coming.
6-10.
Perfect. Brandon, thanks so much for a few. Really do appreciate it. We'll do it again as the season runs along. That was Brandon Gauten joining us here on the Progressive Celebrity Guest Line. More with me next on SB Nation Radio. Keep it where it is.